You don't need to be a lonely surfer. You can surf the airwaves with DJ Frederick here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Yeah, you just heard a great Forgotten 45 by the band The Mid-Americans. Lonely Surfer from 1966, released on the Pablo label. Radio Thrift Shop, broadcasting from WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. and worldwide at classicalwscs.org. Radio Thrift Shop features a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, a variety of cassette tapes and homemade and self-released CDs, and digital formats. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. Coming up in the second part of the program, we're going to be visiting the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, so please stay tuned for that. All right, let's see what we got on the record cart and drop the needle.
California's home. sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew, all the years I have with you, and I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own, and I would give anything I own just to have you back again. To talk to you words again.
The band Rose Colored Glasses with Can't Find the Time. That was a big hit for the Boston band Orpheus back in 1971. Before that, a cover of Bread's Everything I Own by Ken Booth from 1974, released on the Trojan label. And we started off with Tambor 4 and California Soul. Well, this is DJ Frederick from the 45th Parallel Soul here at Skybird Studios saying thanks for coming on this journey here at the Radio Thrift Shop. The show changes and evolves over time, and we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of Radio Thrift Shop being on WSCS. All right, we're going to take a very, very quick detour into the Thrift Shop Bargain Basement for an episode of Soundbeat.
Do not adjust your radio. It's actually supposed to sound like this. You're on the Soundbeat. You're listening to Florence Foster Jenkins struggle her way through Lyodoff's The Musical Snuffbox in 1944. Jenkins was, just a bad singer. But she was also determined to be one. She ignored the early advice of her family and her husband, who would incidentally become her ex-husband. Maybe she sang in the shower? Critics said she lacked pitch and rhythm. Others said she flat out lacked ability. But Jenkins didn't listen to any of them. In her own words, "People may say I can't sing, but no one can ever say I didn't sing." Indeed. She won out, though, establishing a cult following and even selling out Carnegie Hall. Hear more from Florence Foster Jenkins, if you dare, at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Beautiful tune by the Baragozzi Group with Golden Eyes from 1974. And before that, Julius Brockington with 49 Reasons. Well, I hope you have 49 reasons to tune into the Radio Thrift Shop. It's very lo-fi, DIY, and I've been doing this for 25 years at WSCS. All right, we're going to have a quick break and then come back and visit the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. So let's warp into the time machine.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
A loyal fan in Detroit, Michigan writes, "Dear Dr. Science, why is there public broadcasting? Is there private broadcasting? Wouldn't private broadcasting be a contradiction in terms? In the same vein, isn't public broadcasting redundant?"
You're right. Public broadcasting is a redundant term, but all public broadcasting originates in Washington, D.C., where redundancy is a way of life. Oddly enough, public broadcasting originated in the private sector, as opposed to the public sector, where it was just called broadcasting, or shouting. Shouting was invented by Ben Franklin, who, in addition to inventing the stove, the almanac, and electricity, was one of the dullest Americans who ever lived, and didn't mind telling the world about it. Ironically, it was electricity, another Franklin invention, which made broadcasting public. But that's another story. Private broadcasting is, indeed, the exclusive domain of the public, or private sector. Private broadcasting is called gossip or rumor, and recently landed Wall Street in a lot of trouble.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, also known as Herman's Radio and Record Room, featuring music from mid-century America and around the world.
Sony Stereo Demonstration.
the Sony stereo demonstration record right here on the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex.
It seems like everything in this world nowadays is either immoral, illegal, or fattening. But if your girlfriend back home can diet down to 5 pounds, the folks won't have to pay the air mail rate to send her to you in Vietnam, since all packages under 5 pounds automatically come by air. Why send her by the more expensive air mail rate, when for 5 pounds or under, she can come by air at the regular mail rate? And, depending on how much longer your tour is in Vietnam, she'll either have to diet, fresh diet, or stop eating completely.
If I look close enough, the sun will come shining. world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you.
Wynn Stewart with It's Such a Pretty World Today. Before that, the unmistakable Brenda Lee with Uptight. Well, I'm hoping that you're not uptight, that you're enjoying the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, also known as Herman's Radio and Record Room, featuring music from mid-century America and around the world. 12-inch, 10-inch, 7-inch records that my dad might have listened to and enjoyed back in the day in his radio repair shop. So this is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. Hopefully you're tuning in on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams, Mass. And I want to say thank you for everyone who keeps supporting community radio. Wishing you many blessings, and I'll see you next week. Or you'll hear me next week. I've said that before.
Is Bird Note. 11-year-old Zianses Bell took an early interest in birds after he learned his first bird call.
For me, birding just brings a lot of joy. I just got compelled to it because I saw like a whole bunch of chickadees in my backyard, and I was like, what are they called? The chickadee call, it sounded just like so happy that I just wanted to learn more. And so I just kept on taking a little bit of time to listen.
And as a piano student, Cianzes soon blended his love of birds with his musical skills by creating piano compositions inspired by bird calls and songs, like this one, inspired by the otherworldly voice of the common loon.
A lot of bird calls are actually kind of high, usually like an octave higher than what I first thought. With the call of the common loon, I realized that it wasn't very high. It was just like this smooth going up sound. But it's really hard to do that without playing like a whole bunch of notes. And so I realized I'd have to play like a note under it and sustain that while playing the other notes to create a kind of like echoey, smooth upward tone.
Here, Cianzes play the rest of his piano composition when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor Guerin.